Welcome back to Farm Talk. I'm Mick Kerr. As promised, we're going to head out over to the Minnesota Agriculture Department. He's the Director of Ag Marketing and the Development Division, Paul Huguenin. Hello, Paul.
Well, good morning, Mick.
And all is well, I would assume, in your is everything quiet at the Minnesota Ag Department today?
Things in the building are quiet. But things everywhere else are very, very busy, and folks are working really hard. So, you know, that's probably one thing is that, you know, we are doing everything we can to keep every service continuing as close to normal as possible. Folks are just doing it from different locations for the most part instead of being in the office.
The Minnesota Agriculture Department is, I guess, maybe a pretty good landing page for getting questions answered about how COVID-19 affects agriculture.
That's true. That's a good place for folks to start if they want information about information related for farmers or food businesses. And that's mda.state.mn.us. And that will have links to just, basically it changes constantly in terms of trying to keep the newest information up there. But that's a really good place for people to go.
And again, this is not one of your departments, but I see on the front page of the website, COVID-19 and animals. That's not
yes.
something that you see on Fox News or any other news media very often, but there are issues relating to coronavirus and animals on the farm.
Well, there certainly are questions. There's no doubt people, you know, farmers have questions, vets have questions, and so the good folks here at the Board of Animal Health have worked really hard to put together fact sheets and information so that people can get their questions answered, whether it's about pets, whether it's about livestock. So the Board of Animal Health here has done a wonderful job at trying to keep some information available for folks that's relevant.
Yeah, and COVID-19 and food businesses, food safety for delivery and pickup, just a whole host of resources, answers to questions that a lot of people have regarding the coronavirus and how the world has changed here in the last week or 10 days. But Paul, maybe the greatest impact on agriculture, this is just one more thing that we've had to shoulder and bear the weight of for a couple of years. Farm stress continues to loom very large.
Without a doubt, and I talk to folks and I say, you know, farmers have been going through this unprecedented period of stress and financial difficulty and market uncertainty for a couple of years now. And this is one more thing layered on top of that. And so the one thing I want farmers to know and people who work with farmers to know is that the services that have been available through the Department of Agriculture, so the Farm and Rural Helpline, the counselors who are available free of charge to talk to folks about dealing with their stress and anxiety, the farm advocates, all of those services are absolutely available. You access them the same way as always. You can go to the department website, but there's also you can call the helpline number 24/7 and you can get connected to a live person who can talk to you. So I want to make sure that farmers and people who work with farmers know that those services are absolutely still available. And social distancing does not mean isolation. And this is a time where we have to make sure people know that they can still connect to real human beings and talk and get help.
Can you give that number to us, Paul?
I would love to. So it is 833-600-2670, 833-600-2670, and folks can access just about anything from there. They can get connected to farm advocates, they can get connected to the rural mental health counselors, and the department contracts with a service 24 that is answers the phone 24/7. So there are crisis counselors that you can connect to directly by calling that number, and you can get help 24/7.
All right, that's the Minnesota Farm and Rural Helpline, geared to helping Minnesotans. But I mean, if somebody from the Dakotas or Wisconsin calls, people are going to answer.
People will answer the phone, and people are. People are the most important resource that we have in this world. And so, yeah, we want to make sure that people get the help they need.
How about help with food, heat, electricity, health care, child care, some of the senior programs out there? Is that funneled through the Ag Department also?
Well, we link to that, yeah. So, it's not our folks that are actually, doing the hands-on help, but if they call that helpline or they go to that web page, they can get assistance. And for example, for some folks, it's I can't pay my electric bill, or I can't pay the heat bill or the gas bill, whatever the case may be. There are services available to help folks with those expenses. If folks are struggling to get financing for their farm, there are people who can help work through your finances and help provide some clarity and some resources where you can go to, whether that's farm advocates or the folks. Extension has free financial advisors that can help work with people. So, yeah, there are just so many aspects to what farmers are dealing with right now, and the Farm and Rural Helpline is a good place to start, and we'll do our best to get you referred to the right place for help.
All right, visiting with Paul Huguenin, who is the Director of Ag Marketing and the Development Division there at the Minnesota Ag Department. Paul, how have other things changed at the Ag Department?
Boy, it's every day brings something new, right? I know that our commissioner's office has been working nonstop around the clock, fielding calls from companies, food processors, farmers, et cetera, to answer questions. This is a situation I don't think any of us have ever gone through before. And so people have questions. And, probably one of the most important things is that we all agree that our food system, starting at the farm level and all the way to the retail grocery store, is absolutely an essential service. And so, folks here, whether they're food inspectors, whether they're, marketing folks, we're doing everything we can to give people help to make sure that system works. And that's probably the biggest message to folks is that the Department of Ag is doing everything it can, and that the food supply we have here is safe. The food chain is working, and that's a critical thing. That's something that we're committed to making sure continues, and folks will continue to see that.
And if there wasn't quite the frantic frenzy of hoarding at the grocery store, maybe it would be not only abundant and well supplied, it wouldn't be quite as expensive either in some categories.
Yeah, one of the interesting things that we're seeing is people are connecting directly with farmers to buy things like eggs and meat and cheese. And that's been a really good thing that's come of this. So folks may go to a local grocery store and there've been times where it's like, gee, I can't find ground beef or I can't find eggs or something like that. They're turning to the Minnesota Grown Directory, which is free and has been available and is updated constantly at minnesotagrown.com. And they're reaching out to connect with their farmers to say, gosh, can I buy a quarter of beef from you? Can I buy poultry from you? And so we're seeing people make those connections, and we're really fortunate that we have farmers who are offering these products directly to the end consumer. And at times like this, you realize just how important farmers are, and to see those connections made between households and farmers at an increasing rate is really good. So that is another part of the food system that is working, and that gives people options and another way to source local foods.
And compared to the Dakotas, the forests of northern Minnesota, you got a lot more trees over there in northern Minnesota. And toilet paper is a forestry product. And if we could figure out a way to make that, farmers could make toilet paper, they'd be making a lot of money now.
Indeed. We have a number of ethanol plants here in Minnesota, and they're working to try to figure out a way that they can produce things like hand sanitizer, which is obviously an alcohol-based product. And so I know that folks are working diligently to dot the I's and cross the T's so that they can produce some of those products right here. And so that's another one of those things where we're seeing farmers and ag companies respond to the needs of the people. And, our farmers and food processors have always done that. And this is just one more example of how farmers take care of the world.
And specifically, a tip of the hat to the Chippewa Valley Ethanol Plant for doing just that out in western Minnesota. All righty. Paul Huguenin, who is the Director of Ag Marketing and Development, the Development Division Director there at the Minnesota Ag Department. Again, the Rural Helpline, the website or the phone number for farmers to call if they need help from the Minnesota Farm and Rural Helpline.
That phone number is 833-600-2670. They can Google Minnesota Farm Stress, or they can enter minnesotafarmstress.com and get to the webpage as well.
All right. And as we get closer to planting season, I know things are a little more stressful. Farmers are working 18, 20 hours a day, but also the smooth supply side, the systems that work, whether it's getting fertilizer up the river and getting it distributed, will that come under the Ag Department's purview also?
Well, certainly there's a lot of pieces of that that the state Ag Department is involved in, whether that's licensing pesticide applicators, working with local elevators who are distributing supplies to farmers. And yeah, so I can tell you that those folks are working very hard to make sure that that continues to function. And I think it's pretty clear that, the commissioner and the governor understand the importance of all aspects of the supply chain as it relates to food production, starting with farmers and going all the way through retail, grocery store, and everything that touches it in between. So, yeah, I think folks here understand the value of that and the necessity of keeping that working. And, we're fast approaching planting season, so farmers will be working and getting things in the ground. And, I know I've heard our commissioner say, hey, cows need to be milked and milk needs to be packaged and it needs to be delivered. And all of those things are continuing to happen in Minnesota and around the country. So that's good. And folks are going to continue to do that.
All right there. And to do all that, there's a lot of coping that needs to happen. And again, thanks for the Farm and Rural Stress Hotline. Thank you, Paul Huguenin, the Director of Ag Marketing at the Minnesota Ag Department, for the work you do. And belated Happy National Agriculture Day yesterday.
Thank you, and happy Ag Day to you as well. Thank you so much for all you do, Mick.
You are very welcome. We'll chat again soon. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
You bet.